My name is Deirdre Carty. I'm Mike Dunhu's granddaughter. He was one of the volunteers in the Kilkenairn Volunteer Force. He was born in 1897. He was one of 10 children. He was the second eldest. His dad died at 42, so there was great responsibility on him because they had a farm. And then he went out to work and get an apprenticeship for carpentry. And in his late teens, he joined the Kilkenairn Voluntary Army, and he was involved in the Agricultural College in Lee Mellows now, and he was involved in Mayode and Lyme Park. He was commanded by Mellows to watch out in the Lee Mellows College, and then he went back to his own Kilkenairn group again, and he was involved in Bookin and My Villa, and he was also involved in the burning of Mayode House. He was one of the 12 apostles, and they went to prison in Wormsworth Scrubs first, and then they went to Lewis in Brighton. Now, my granddad gave stories that he was treated very well in prison, and he never got into any trouble or anything. And they were let go a year later, and he came back to Ireland again, and he took up carpentry and worked in County Wicklow. And he was there for a good number of years, and he was a very dedicated carpenter. He was a stickler for good workmanship and that. So when he returned to Rathgorgan, he built his own residence in one of the fields of his family farm. He met my grandmother in a dance down in Abenachmoy. She was home from America on holidays. They were smitten and they got on really well. She was engaged to a gentleman in America, so she broke off the engagement. And when her war commitments were finished, she came back to Ireland and they married in 1939. They went on to have 3 children, but unfortunately, my granddad in his early 50s had a heart attack. And he married late in life, so the children were very young, and there was a great strain in the family, really. So my grandmother had to take in boarders, and she also had to work out on the farm because granddad really wasn't allowed to do any strenuous work at all. He was always aware that he might die. It was kind of like his heart attack had damaged his heart very badly. But thank God he had a good life with them, and he lived to be 71 years of age. When he was younger, he was a bit of a trickster, really. He went out on a date, but he took his brother's date, which is a bit mischievous, and he brought his mother up to a play in Dublin. It was called the Can Can Girls. And his mom came in, and it mustn't have been a very pleasant experience because she got up and walked out of the place and said it wasn't very pleasurable, like she was kind of shocked. But I suppose he was a younger, cooler sort of generation. So they always said he was extremely happy. And for every day he got up, he was joyous because he didn't know it would be his last.